choir loft. Facing the front door of the church, you can see where the choir loft once stood. Notice the entrance to the balcony high on the left wall, and the ruined bases of the two pillars that supported the arch below it. Music played an important role in mission life, as it always had in the lives of the O'odham and Ueme. Tumakakri likely supported anywhere from 8 to 10 choir members, both men and women, at a given time. There were also musicians who played instruments such as oboe, flute, and zither, or guitar, adding flourish to the sounds of the masses and other religious ceremonies held here. Singers needed to memorize up to 25 songs for the community's masses, services, and processions. Despite the fact that few could read or write, they learned and performed hymns and kyries in Latin, Greek, Spanish, and O'odham. You are welcome to sing a few bars of your favorite song here. The excellent acoustics of the building are no accident. The sound, along with the height, color, and beauty of the space, were designed to inspire feelings of awe and a sense of power and majesty.